Esther says, Yeshuvah, not too late. Time to take, you have one is required to take time out. Pay attention to his behavior. There are certain things that make it hard for a person to be faithful to Yeshuvah. It's a whole long list of them. What if the person doesn't like to be closer? Someone tells him that not doing something right, he doesn't like it. It's a common thing that we have this problem. It's more common in the family itself. Someone gets upset at us and says a comment, we just take it as an insult, and we just wait for them to ask for the feel of the book. But any short comment that's made by a family member or a close friend towards us, we have to be mistaken that the Bible gave us a gift of making us aware that we have to be mistaken on ourselves. Because we have to be more sensitive. Even if the other person we feel they're exaggerating, it doesn't mean that there's no need for judgment and nefesh. How we can create a situation if they won't come to the situation of exaggerating. Because if the person is 100% where he should be, then these comments do not come. It's a very nice, it's a good feeling that otherwise every Jew can't change himself. Nobody is locked into a position. You know that the Rambam says that don't say that Jesus is only from Isaiah Shesh Ben Maisa. Like immorality, stealing, just like a person has to be going to choose from that, you also have to look at his bad taste, bad needs, anger, jealousy, and making fun of things, running after money and COVID, running after food. All of these don't have to be going to the children. And Rebbe used to say that we have this thing called the Tshuva movement. In the Tshuva movement, they didn't stress enough this point. So we all have opportunity to develop Tshuva. Whether you're born, what they call today, Tshuva, or you're born otherwise, we always have this opportunity to Tshuva come about to teach them that this is what we're doing better. And surely the leaders were, the beautiful thing about the Rebbe is he doesn't call them leaders roi, he calls them Eyois roi, and approaches to life. Because if you call it a leader, the person says, yeah, this is my, I was put out this way. I was put out to be an angry guy. I was put out to be a Balkaiser. I was put out to be a Balkaiser. And the neighbor doesn't do that. So I'm saying, all preconceived notions in our mind. And that's the third of all the children to realize that we're not just trying to get rid of our babies, but we're trying to get close to our Kodesh Boko, appreciate how good our Kodesh Boko is to us. The more we appreciate the Hasodim of our Kodesh Boko, they'll help us make that change in our mind frame. We appreciate things more and be able to work on all the things we can work on in a pleasant fashion. We have to talk to Kodesh Boko, we have the opportunity 3 times a day to talk to Kodesh Boko. Unbelievable. Wow. But if you don't get the Shemoneh Esrei, you can do it after Shemoneh Esrei. Before Shemoneh Esrei. Learn the Torah of Kodesh Boko, the Kodesh Boko learns it together with us, the Echavnitz of Kodesh Boko. So it's an amazing opportunity. I can say that Hashem, yes, Hashem, to have an uplifting conversation, a tshuva, make some changes that will remain with us for our life.